Listening Library presents Mr. and Mrs. Bunny, Detectives Extraordinaire. Written by Mrs. Bunny. Translated from The Rabbit by Polly Horvath. Read for you by the author.
Edgar Don DeMarcum.
English, please.
Oh. To Mr. Bunny, of course, and to rabbits everywhere. Summer solstice. By nighttime, Hornby Island would be a blaze of lights. It was the summer solstice, and for the Festival of Luminera, all the scattered squatters and homeowners were making luminaries to celebrate the day of longest light. Madeline, walking home from the ferries her last day of school, wondered why they celebrated a long day of light with more light. They celebrate the shortest days with lights, winter solstice with lights, and the long days of summer with lights. Lights, lights, lights. What's wrong with a little dark? If we didn't spend so much on candles, maybe we'd have money for shoes. Hornby was a very small island east of Vancouver Island. Madeline lived there with her parents, Flo and Mildred, for so they asked to be called, by everyone, including Madeline, even though their names were Harry and Denise. Flo and Mildred were hippies who had started out in San Francisco but migrated north. There, they joined the rest of the family, who were not living 100% legally, in Canada, spread out on Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands. When Flo and Mildred got to Hornby Island, they came into their own by discovering that with very little effort, they could both play the marimba and make jewelry out of sand dollars. There was no stopping them after that. As nature